went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is a day of bringing two people back together, hopefully. One is kind of like, no, I'm not feeling you. But the other one is like, oh, no, I want you.
Oh, yes. And you know what? We just have to bring people together so they can understand why they want to be together.
Yeah. You know, usually it's a misunderstanding.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry if your face doesn't look like you showed it on Facebook.
Exactly.
You can get yourself a facelift if you need. Turn that sad frown upside down. And that's why we have Gilbert on the phone. Good morning, Gilbert. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, honey.
We're good.
Ooh, so tell us, you are calling for a second date with whom?
Taylin.
Oh,
that's a good name.
Yeah, that is a good name.
All right. Tell us about Taylin.
Yeah.
So, guys, I met Taylin pretty much when I was pumping gas. She was just absolutely stunning right next to me. Anyways, I found out that she lives in the same neighborhood, so I asked her out for, like, a drink on Friday night. So we went out to the Atomic Koi.
Oh, I love the koi.
Yeah, everything seemed to be going really well. I even brought her, like, flowers.
Oh, that's sweet.
You're so sweet.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought. So we just had some drinks. We played some pool. I walked her home and then, I gave her a good night kiss.
Said,
you know, we'll be in touch and we'll grab another drink. And pretty much I've reached out a couple of times and haven't heard back from her since.
Really?
Well, first off, Gilbert, I would have been like, instead, you want to get another drink, you'd be like, I'll pump your gas the next time we're together.
Girl, no.
Yes,
you're moving too fast.
That's not too fast.
You know what? I love that he brought her flowers. You never hear that anymore.
No, that's super sweet, Gilbert. I don't know if that's a standard.
But I thought that the flowers were too much, and maybe that's why
she
didn't call me.
No.
Oh, no. No, no.
Girls don't want flowers on the first day. I don't know.
No, women love flowers.
Yes. This is
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I think guys forget, like, women like to be wooed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think they've forgotten that now.
And then they also like to get their pumps.
They also like to get their gas pumps.
Yes, they do. Right. So you gave her a kiss goodbye, and then you're like, okay, let's do this again. Mm-hmm. Did you exchange numbers, I assume, and you've been trying to call her?
Yeah, we exchanged numbers. I paid for everything, you know. I mean, I was a gentleman.
You're a gentleman.
That's
maybe
so
I
sweet.
Was too nice.
Okay, well then, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with her?
It's probably been going on a week.
Oh, okay. Right. That's not terrible.
Well, that's standard. No worries. All right. So this is what we'll do, Gilbert. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Taylin and see what is up with her, because you just sound like a sweetheart, okay?
I do.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. I really like him.
I know. All right, it's happening next. Hopefully, a second date between Gilbert and Taylin with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You know what? We're going to give Gilbert 5 stars.
Yes, we are.
Okay, he's on a second date update with a girl named Taylin. Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened, Tracy.
Girl, so they met pumping gas. I love this. He saw her at the gas station and was like, she's stunning. So he was like, hey, would you like to come out and have a drink with me at the Atomic Koi?
Yes,
which is our favorite place. He said he paid for everything. They had a good time. He even brought her flowers, girl.
I know. Is that sweet?
Yeah.
Super nice.
So he walked her home, gave her a goodnight kiss, said, hey, we're going to grab another drink. And he hasn't heard from her in like almost a week.
I know. So you know what? It is time for us to become Mrs. Inspector Gadget.
That's right.
We're going to give her a call. You ready, Gilbert?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Honey, good luck to you. Here we go.
Hello, this is Taylin.
Hi, Taylin.
Hey.
This is Krista.
And this is Trey Trey.
We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Oh, hey, yeah. Hi, I'm good.
Hey, girl. Oh, she listens to the show.
She does.
I do.
Oh, good.
Well, listen, we are calling you because not only do Tracy and I think you're just absolutely adorable. I mean, we only call girls that we think are sweet.
Exactly.
You know, they're like our wing women.
That's right.
You know, they're like our girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but there is someone actually who finds you extremely attractive. My God, you were pumping gas. He thought you were so stunning. Do you remember Gilbert?
Yes. I do.
Oh, Gilbert. Good. Yeah.
You know, you pump gas together.
That's right.
You went to the Tamakori. Mm-hmm. You played some pool.
That's right.
You had some sucky suck on your face with him.
Oh, jeez, Krista.
It's called a kiss. It's fine.
It's called a kiss.
Mm-hmm. But listen, where you go? Because he's been trying to get hold of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. It might sound stupid, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, I can't believe I met him pumping gas because, you know,
I think it's
you're not
awesome.
Really paying attention to what you're looking like.
And, right. Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, I went to go get a drink with him just to, you know, see if we got along or whatever. But I kind of got a red flag because, so he brought me flowers.
Yeah.
But
so nice.
But, like, they were like Walgreens flowers and half dead, and like it was as though like he was rushing and like popped by in the Walgreens right beforehand and was like, let me just grab this thing of flowers because maybe this will impress her or whatever. And like it was just, they were just Walgreens flowers and not. And, you know, I'd rather get no flowers than Walgreens flowers.
Oh, really?
It just gave me the impression, yeah, of like. Not really caring of, you know.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
What if he, like, had grabbed, you know, like a bag of candy, like some Dove chocolates along with it? Would you have been, like, happier then?
Yeah.
Girls love our chocolate.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it just looks like, you know, danky flowers that just didn't care or think about, like, barely even looked at them and were just like, hey, I'm just going to grab these, you know, because she's a girl, whatever. She'll like flowers.
And
I just got the impression of like,
hey, I'm sorry, Taylan. This is Gilbert.
Yeah.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
And I had the radio call you to find out why you weren't.
That's right.
Back.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Gilbert.
It's pretty sad that, you know, it's usually the thought that counts.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You can definitely seem like one of those complaining type of little girls.
Little
I don't want to go out with you again, and it's good that you shared and, you know, let us know. I wish you would have just called me and told me about it right off, because I'm a really nice person, and it just seems like you're very picky. So, thanks for hurting my...
You know what? Listen, we're standing up for you because...
dead flowers, that's a little upset. That's like, you know.
Oh, he's just,
I don't have a lot of money. It's the thought that counts. Yeah, I did pick him up right away, right before I saw you. But hey, at least I thought about you and getting the flowers. And it just, it's just crazy that you say that. That's just insane. And that's the world we're
being honest.
Yeah, a little too honest.
Hey, Gilbert, we think the flowers are adorable and sweet.
We do.
I don't care if you get them from Hy-Vee.
That's right.
I don't care if you get them from Aldi's.
Well, Hy-Vee has really good flowers.
Thank you, girls. I was just trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
It just seems like some girls are just probably.
Yeah.
Some people might be scarred out there.
Yeah,
you can't
I know.
Even be nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what?
I feel like I was just nice for no reason. I mean, it's not like this girl took me out for drinks or bought me flowers. I'm the one who spent all the money.
Wow.
And it's not even the money that, you know, it's the principle.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, I just love myself more than dead flowers, so.
All
right, I don't want to go out with you anymore either.
Fine.
Oh my God.
Okay, so clearly the big question here is, do you two want to go on a second date? I assume
the whole life would be like that, a complainer.
Shade.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Tracy, I don't know about you, but I feel like we need to go next door.
Yeah.
See if they got some flowers growing outside.
Yes.
We'll go pick those flowers and we're going to give them to Gilbert.
Oh,
Gilbert,
let's do that.
We're going to give you flowers.
Yeah, we are, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. From someone else's yard.
That's right.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.